This is a replay of the Wednesday night, May 24th, WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together, and if it's on your mind, well, it'll be on mine as well. And yeah, I can't pass up the news that sadly Tina Turner, no longer with us, can't claim it's a big surprise on a number of levels. And of course, all the various news reports of the obits are interesting, one and all. And I haven't yet heard about her early days with Ike from the standpoint of, well, my favorite story anyway. Well, only because I'm not Tina Turner. And the deal is that obviously she met Ike, and ultimately they were singing, and Ike was living with another woman, actually, but they started an affair, and eventually they of course recorded A Fool in Love, which was their first single on Sue. And right about the time A Fool in Love came out, Tina had said to him that she was going to leave him, and so he responded by hitting her upside the head with a wooden shoe stretcher. I'm not making this up. She decided to stay. Now, I realize that's great for music, but not so great for Turner, and for Tina anyway, probably fine for Ike. The interesting part of that is she stayed through some just horribly tumultuous years. They married in 1962. Finally, in 1976, they were on their way to a venue in Dallas. I think it was the Statler Hilton, but in any event, Tina just said, that's it. And she leaves him, and she's got about a quarter in her purse and a gas company credit card, and that's it. And it was tough at that point. She had to do a lot in order to make ends meet, to say the least, including take welfare for a few years. So it was a while before she had a comeback. And what a comeback! You know, that's about as rare as it is. But along the way, Ike certainly instilled the worst in her, including a cocaine addiction. And in 1976, they signed a TV deal with CBS. And Ike was negotiating another record contract and all that kind of stuff. But ultimately, none of that ever happened because Turner just fled. And she wound up at like a Ramada Inn and filed for divorce right afterwards. And it was finalized. Took a couple of years to be finalized. But along the way, it was really tough. So, of course, the music speaks for itself. And you know we'll play her their first single, A Fool in Love. And while obviously that was the first single and the first hit, the real magic about Ike and Tina were seeing them on stage from the very beginning. And what happened was, of course, Ike Turner had his Kings of Rhythm, and Turner began singing. I think her name was Little Ann. And in fact, she appeared on some of those records, Box Top, I think. In any event, 1960, that Sue record is really what put him on the map. And like I say, again, she comes back in the 80s, big time. I mean, arguably much bigger. And that is rare. So in any event, she'd had a number of health problems in the last several years. And rest in peace, Tina Turner. So yeah, that was the news today from Switzerland, where she was living. But it was one thing after another. She got married again about 10 years ago. And right after the wedding, she had a stroke. And she had to learn to walk again. And then a couple of years later, she was diagnosed with cancer. I think it was intestinal. And she was doing a lot of different remedies, a lot of homeopathic things for high blood pressure, and the result ultimately was she killed her kidneys and had kidney failure. And because of a number of things, obviously she was not a candidate for a transplant. She wasn't going to get a kidney. She was urged to start dialysis, but at that point, her new husband turned out he had the right blood type, donated a kidney for the transplant, and she had that in 2017. And but it had been, you know, the cancer continued, and of course, you know, the kidney failure had its toll as well. And sure enough, she died. That was the news today, 83 years old in Switzerland. All right, so rest in peace, Tina Turner. I speaking of Europe, I haven't forgotten. I will play the theme from The Flight of the Phoenix, Phoenix love theme, with words, the original hit in 1962, I think it was. Could have been 61, but Gino Paoli did that. A big hit in Italy, but not here. But I promised I would, so I will. I also promised Johnny D we'd play some Wild Cherry, so I will. And, of course, take all your calls. And we'll kick it off with Stacy. No, we won't either. We'll kick it off with Donna about Stacy. All right, Donna was on hold last night when we ran out of time. I said, make sure you call back. And Donna is one of the few people who actually did that. So, Donna, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Really, it's good to be back.
Yeah.
I was listening to you talking with Stacy yesterday, and she sort of talked about having some transportation problems. And I'm in a wheelchair and pretty basically homebound, but when I have to get to my dentist or to go to the lab or x-rays for a mammogram or any of the fun stuff that people have to do, I have two choices for transportation, and even though I'm on the south side in one of the southern suburbs in Oak Lawn, it's also possible that Stacy, way up on the north side, might have some of these same resources available to her. But you have to ask, and sometimes it takes some hunting down. So I'm holding out hope that she knows how to pick up the phone and ask a lot of questions.
Let me stop you and say, who should she call first?
Well, it depends on how old she is and if she's got Medicare.
She doesn't. She's okay. Well. Oh wait, she does. I'm sure because she was born. She told us she had a birthday recently, so she would. I think she was born in 1954, so she'd absolutely be Medicare eligible. She'd be 68.
Great. I have an Advantage plan. There are quite a few out there now, and rather than typical Medicare. And the Advantage plans give you certain options. They give you eyeglasses and hearing aids and all sorts of other goodies. I can belong to a gym if I wanted to. But one of the other options that they talk about, it's not really talked about a lot, is I'm allowed 12 one-way visits, transport away a year, a calendar year. So they will pick me up at my front door and drop me off wherever my little heart desires. And when I'm finished with whatever it is I'm doing, will pick me up there and bring me home. That counts for two visits.
Well, let me say, by the way, that Advantage plans are not necessarily all created equal, and there are some big downsides to them as well. They're certainly very affordable because you don't have to pay for the Medigap insurance, and that's nice. And you do get a lot of add-ons, but there's a lot of restrictions to those plans too. So anybody who's considering an Advantage plan, I'm not saying don't do it. What I am saying is research very closely where you can go, what labs you can use, what doctors you can use, and on is the list, because it's a lot like HMO care in that you don't have the freedom that you do with traditional Medicare.
That's very true. My physician has kind of aligned himself with the Advocate Hospital Group, and that's the other alternative transport. I'm about a mile from Christ Hospital, and Christ Hospital has a transport service. They will not only pick me up at my front door, they will pick me up in my living room, in my wheelchair, wheel me down the hall, down the elevator, out the back door, and into one of their transport wagons.
That's great.
Drop me off at Christ Hospital, where Christ Hospital has a ton of volunteers who will then take me to neurology, mammograms, mm-hmm. X-ray, and they will wait until I'm finished doing whatever it is I need to do in the hospital, and then wheel me on back, transport picks me up, and brings me back to my living room. No charge for that.
You know, you bring up something really, really good here, and it may take some doing for Stacy to call multiple entities. But there probably are services that she's not considering, many of which would be free to her or low cost. And that's a great idea. I would assume she could even talk to her doctor's staff and find out. They may be aware of possibilities as well.
Well, when she was talking yesterday, she said she was very happy with how she was treated at Sherman Hospital. And it's very possible that they have that same type of transport service.
Mm-hmm. It's certainly worth checking out, because the more
it's worth a phone call, that's for sure.
Absolutely, because you know the more independent you can be, not having to rely on friends or family, it's really almost peace of mind. And then your schedule becomes your own rather than someone else's.
Well, when she started talking about having this scan for her legs and having to have it sometime in July, because of transportation issues, I said, oh, no. She's a diabetic. She's already had issues with her legs. She needs a wound care nurse.
I agree.
She needs to pick up the phone and call Sherwin, call her doctor. A lot of times the doctor's office will have somebody at the front desk or in the back office doing paperwork who is aware of what's going on and what kind of services there are available to senior citizens, mm-hmm. especially. It couldn't hurt for her to ask.
No, I think it's great advice. I'm glad you just mentioned about her scan in July. I didn't really pick up on that. You know, I don't know where I am, let alone what month it is, but this is May. So, no, I agree with you. July is absolutely outrageous.
And if the only reason she's scheduled that in July is because of transportation issues.
Yeah, unacceptable.
Then no.
Yeah.
Now, if she's having difficulty booking.
Oh, isn't that the truth? Yeah, right. Getting the appointments. That's
possible, too.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's difficult getting into hospitals nowadays.
Yes.
And sometimes things get backed up. I know because of COVID, mammograms were getting backlogged, and at one point there was like a 6 or 7 month waiting list,
right,
which could be somebody's life.
No, I know, and I'm seeing that all across the board in virtually every locale, facilities, you know, ranging from local hospitals to Mayo Clinic, and the waits are unbelievable right now, and I'm not 100% sure what's causing that at this point in time, but it seems to be universal.
Well, I know that hospitals are at a key point of losing a lot of personnel because during COVID, a lot of their key personnel got burned out.
Well, there are so many things, absolutely so many things that are adding to that, including the vaccine mandates and on you can go. But there's a lot of reasons that people said, I've had it, I'm out of here. But hopefully this will resolve, because that, you know, that's one of the little talked about problems that a lot of people are facing medically right now, is the just interminable waits. So,
well, there's also a drug shortage, but, you know, I don't know.
That might be a good thing. But, you know, all right. Well, I appreciate it. Donna, those are all good suggestions. I see Stacy is going to have something to say about it as well. Fran's got some advice for Stacy. We're going to get an update from Eduardo on something completely different. And this is a great way to start the show. Thank you for calling, Donna. Appreciate it.
You have a good one. And right. keep the home fires burning.
Absolutely. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. So we will get back to it in a moment, but if you listen to the show, well, I know one thing, you're a radio lover. Yeah, gotta be, because I'm always prattling on about something or other having to do with radio. And so you probably know all about Bob Crane, and I probably don't even have to tell you about the Sea Crane Company. But just in case you missed the news, or maybe if you've just never been motivated to take a look at ccradio.com, I'd like you to do that. Bob Crane, like many of us years ago, was just aghast at the state of reception in the radios being made currently, and he said, I can do better than this. Well, he not only did better than this, his radios have great reception, but number of other features as well. So there's all sorts of varieties of things that will just, one of them will be perfect for you. And you might want to take a look at the CC Pocket Radio. This is a great radio, and you can carry it in your pocket or in your purse or what have you. It is one of the most popular pocket radios on the market for very good reason. Again, it starts with unbeatable AM and FM reception, because without that, you know, all's lost. But on top of that, it's got great audio. For its size, listening just through the speaker, it's clear, it's crisp. But if you use the earbuds which come with it, the sound is as good as anything you're going to find. And there are 5 memory buttons. There's a digital readout, so you can easily select your favorite station. The presets are easy to use. It's also a good emergency radio because it's got NOAA weather and, of course, the emergency alert. It's very lightweight. It's durable. It's got a lighted dial and digital readout, like I say, and it's just perfect. It's ready to go anywhere. And this week, Sea Crane has free U.S. Postal Priority Mail shipping on the CC Pocket. So if you go to ccradio.com, check it out, ccradio.com. If you can't go online, it's all right. They've got the best customer service. They don't outsource anything. You call, they talk to you. They'll answer all your questions, and you can order by phone, too. That's 800-522-8863. 800-522-TUNE. Easy to remember, 522-TUNE. But better yet, if you can go online, ccradio.com. Great information as well as great products. Check out the CC Pocket. You tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN Radio.
Senza fine tu trascini la nostra vita, senza un attimo di respiro per sognare, per poter ricordare quel che abbiamo già vissuto. Senza fine tu sei un attimo senza fine. Non hai ieri, non hai domani, tutto è ormai nelle tue mani, mani grandi, mani senza fine. Non mi importa della luna, non mi importa delle stelle, tu per me sei luna e stelle. Tu per me sei sole e cielo, tu per me sei tutto quanto voglio avere, senza fine. Tu sei un attimo.
So there it is. Yes, absolutely. Endlessly, basically. Yeah, I don't care about the moon. I don't care about the stars. You are the moon and the stars to me, and you're the sun in the sky and everything that I want to have. Yeah, basically. That's the theme, so to speak. So there you have, and yeah, maybe I will play the cat. Like, yeah, it's just, it was, you know, actually a hit, but I think later it became a kid's song more than anything else, and it's kind of cute. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. So at the end of the show, I was just talking to Eduardo, and I said, give me the cliff notes and call me back early in the show with the full details. Eduardo, as you know, left Chicago recently, moved to Tampa. All right, Eduardo, so what's up?
Well, we got a lot of rain today. The front
Street. Wait a minute! I gotta cut you off again. I just realized it's the news, but don't go away. The show is not over. All right, so here I am stepping on the news again, which I can't do, so I won't. And we'll find out what's going on, and we'll reconvene in moments on WGN Radio.
C'era una volta una gatta che aveva una macchia nera sul muso e una vecchia soffitta vicino al mare con una finestra a un passo dal cielo blu. Se la chitarra suonavo, la gatta faceva le fusa ed una stellina scendeva vicina vicina, poi mi sorrideva e se ne tornava su. Ora non abito più là, tutto è cambiato, non abito più là. Ho una casa bellissima, bellissima come vuoi tu. Ma io ripenso a una gatta che aveva una macchia nera sul muso, a una vecchia soffitta vicino al mare con una stellina che ora non vedo più.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and John came in and said, now I know the show has hit new lows, you're playing French cat songs. It's Italian. All right, so yeah, that's the cat, Legata, and more Gino Paoli, and that actually was a hit. It's an interesting little song because he tells a story about the cat that had a black spot on his muzzle and in an old attic near the sea, a window near the sky, and when he played guitar, a star came down, and then the cat smiled, and it came, you know, all that stuff. All right, so then he goes on to say, you know, now I live in a house that's, you know, $1 million and all that in the world, but I'm still thinking about the cat. All right, so there you have it. Now, I'm sure there's a better Cliff Notes version of that, but I won't play it again. French, it was not French. All right. Actually, a lot of the Italian stuff is really good. Remember, people like Piero Umiliani, a lot of Lounge Lizard stuff that's just, I mean, they wouldn't call it that, but that's just wonderful. But anyway, back to Eduardo. And so now we can start over again. Here you are in Tampa. The floor is yours.
Right, and so we got a downpour today, and my front street is looks like a mini river or lake.
Yeah, because they don't have sewers.
Thank God nothing went in.
Right, they don't have sewers for the most part. So you do get those downpours.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so, yeah, we made it today. Hope we'll see how it is. I mean, I talked to a lady who used to live in Tampa, and she says, yeah, this is hurricane season now, so get ready.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is through October, and anything can happen, but Florida, you'll see, unlike Chicago, where it'll rain all day long, usually Florida will be bright and sunny, and then next thing you know, there's just a downpour, and then a couple hours later,
oh,
it's
goodness,
sunny
you're
again.
Right. You're yeah. so right, yes.
Yeah.
You're so right.
That's the way Florida is, and it just when it pours, it's an absolute deluge, and you know, they don't have good sewer systems, and so the streets flood, and you're going to find out as time goes on which ones really flood, what to avoid, you know, what corners and stuff like that. But it's just
I'm driving home. Yeah, I'm driving home, and I couldn't see anything, and I almost stopped, but I made it. I didn't stop. I kept going.
Yeah.
I went slow and kept my distance.
Oh, yeah. No, there are times where it's raining so hard you just cannot see anything, and then next thing you know, it's sunny. Yeah. That's Florida.
Yes, it was. After the rain, it actually was.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah. When, you know, I grew up down in Miami at the Americana Hotel, and it was funny to watch because, you know, the tourists would be by the pool. Here comes the downpour. Everybody gets into the lower lobby. Then next thing you know, the sun's shining again. They're back in the pool. So
there's thunder as their sun's coming out. Yeah, there's thunder,
yeah.
Too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, standard stuff.
Yeah. Well, I getting moving forward here. I didn't drive. I went to the restaurant show that I go to every year right before Memorial Day.
Yeah.
They have that restaurant show I love a lot.
Yeah.
At McCormick Place.
Yeah.
So I flew back with Mom, and so this moving company is going to handle. They're going to do it try and fit it into the moving truck, or they're going to do it in the car loading. What do we call that thing? Car loading truck, whatever. Those are the two options. And
well, I don't think I'd put it on a moving truck. I mean, well, of course, they're probably not charging you per pound the way they used to, but you can also get someone to drive it. There are a number of these services where people want to get somewhere and they'll drive a car down, and you don't pay much for that. So
yeah, well.
I've never had a problem with it, by the way. I've never had anybody total a car or anything like that.
Yeah, and then I'm not surprised that I... here's the thing. Friday, as I was driving my car in Chicago, I had to go into Driftville because they told me, yeah, these Kia Fortes, it's a 17 Kia Forte. Yeah, they blow a lot of that oil. You need an oil change more frequently. So I didn't feel confident.
Okay.
Driving back, so.
Okay. Well.
But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it absolutely can be hauled. It can be shipped. It can be put on a moving truck. But again, the prices sometimes are just prohibitive when you start doing that. But, if all else fails, you can get somebody to drive it. There's tons of services that'll do it.
Yeah. Oh, I got to get my... this guy here who's got that legal thing that's still waiting to clear, so we could do that closing, the official closing.
Oh, you
in Mexico?
Oh, you haven't done that yet?
Today.
Oh,
yeah, it's I think some quick claim deed or something. So that's gotta clear, and then we can do the ceremony, as you can say. And but I found out today talking to the realtor. He was in Mexico. That's what I found out today. Oh. So,
oh, I thought when you left on the 15th that the deal was done. You were out of that house and you were into the new one, and everything was completely done.
Yeah, the old one is. Yeah, I mean that's done. That's officially done. But the new one, that we haven't done the actual signing because of that.
Are you living
that
in
legal.
It? Are you living in it?
Oh yeah, we signed off. Yeah, we went through some paperwork and we were able to go in, and so.
All right.
But this is supposed to go, yeah, I mean, it takes time, but it's eventually going to happen. We just don't know what date it's going to be.
Okay.
But we, there's nothing illegal, and we signed off on this. And
all right.
And hopefully by the end of June or, June 1st, something like that, we'll be signing off. It's supposed to happen any moment.
All right. Now, your furniture has not arrived yet?
Oh yeah, I got everything in here. I just have some boxes in the back and the front. I just made sure to get them.
Okay.
The front has a tent screen where you can just, but in the back there's no cover because of the patio. It's open, and I made sure that I moved stuff because of the rain, the heavy rain. So
yes.
We don't want to get stuff wet.
Yes.
Yeah. So no, the only thing that I'm missing is there's no mailbox in the front of the house.
Well, now that's interesting. Do you have mail service to your door? In other words,
they don't put it out. Yeah, it's got to have a stand because I talked to the actual mail.
Right, but will they allow you to do that? I mean, more and more, the post office is making you go to like pods at corners for everybody or whatever. But if you get yourself, a post and a mailbox, will they let you put it up in your house?
Well, they're going to be putting it. I've been preemptive as far as paying bills, so I'm not even worried about stuff coming in because I've been preemptive, and I'm a good file keeper. Actually, my brother's the fixer as far as fixing things, and I'm the financial head on financial matters, so I'm pretty good on that.
But I mean, the post office is still doing delivery. I'm not saying to the door, but to the to the box that's in front of the house, as opposed to having to go down the block or a couple blocks.
Well, there's no post stand. There is no post stand in front of my house. That's the thing.
Right, but you can put one there, is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, and from talking to the realtor today, he's going to be putting it on.
Okay, all right. Well, see, some places won't let you do that anymore.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Or a lot of times, you know, you used to have the mailbox right in front of your house, but now it's got to be on the other side of the street, things like that. Or, you know, four blocks all have to work at the same pod. You know, in other words, the post office isn't doing as much door-to-door stuff as they used to. But it sounds like if you you put the pole out there and put the box on it, they'll deliver mail, and that's great.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm not going to worry about it. So it'll happen eventually. And I've been preemptive as far as keeping up with stuff that I know I'm responsible for. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it sounds like it's all coming together, and you had a nice time in Chicago, and now you're back in Tampa.
Yeah. The show was very nice. All these people showcasing new stuff, not just domestic, but internationally. The robot was on display, so here comes the no human worker phase down the line.
So tell me, because, of course, we're talking about a restaurant show. Were they having the robot flip hamburgers and things? What was the robot doing?
No. It was kind of like rolling around, doing just moving around. They didn't actually have any
no demonstrations.
Like that, but they were just having the robot there. Yeah.
Ah, well, see, I want to see it put down an entire box load of fries, you know, get it in that deep fryer and back. Now we're talking. Well, of course, of course robotics is coming. There's no way around it.
Yeah, you wonder how many jobs will be left that humans will be able to do.
Well, you know, again, when you look at it from a business standpoint, it's not about what the employee is worth, the way politicians want to tell you. It's about what the job is worth. And when you're in, say, a fast food industry and you're having to pay people $15 an hour or more in some cases, you can't do it and be price competitive. And so the more you can do to cut the human element, the more you will do. So I'm not sure that payroll in terms of dollars will actually change. But as far as bodies, there will be much fewer of them.
Yeah, the one lady you were talking to about a worker shortage, I think for nurses. Yeah. I just saw one right here in the Tampa TV where they were talking about, I think in Texas, where they're short of ambulance people. So it's going around.
Oh, there's a worker shortage just about everywhere. And we've talked a lot about that because there's so many different facets of that. But
yeah.
Sure, I think I don't care what the industry is. Most employers, their biggest problem is the workforce. And if they have a way that they can get around that, they try. And it doesn't matter whether you're automating a radio station or a restaurant. You know, the more you can do with eliminating the human aspect, the easier it is to run your business. That doesn't mean it's better to run your business. And that doesn't mean the results are going to be as good. But nobody will be calling in sick.
Yeah, it'll be nonstop.
Yeah.
No lunch breaks, no vacation, no sick stuff, works.
That's right. That's right. I still want to see, I want to see them flip a pizza. Now that's the robot I want to see.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be something, yeah.
Yeah, throw that pie up there.
But
yeah.
I think it's going to happen, yeah. It's just time.
Oh, I don't doubt it. I mean, we may not solve the grand unified theory, but we will have machines make pizza. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, Edward.
Okay, I'll let you get on to the next
Thanks
call.
For calling. Okay. I appreciate it.
Yep.
All right,
yep.
So 888.
Have a good weekend, everyone.
You too. 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Stacy, advice from Fran and from Leah, and a request from Don and Beloit, and stories from James, who sends me all these wonderful links. All that and more coming up tonight right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that is Wild Cherry talking with Johnny D last night about them. And, yeah, Rob Parisi, he is lead vocal and guitar and wrote that stuff. And I thought 1-2-3 Kind of Love was a terrific record, 1978 on Epic. And, yes, I know their only hit was Play That Funky Music, Why Boy. But I thought 1-2-3 Kind of Love was just the best. All right, so 888-876-5593. Is 8888 Raleigh, and that is going to take us to Fran in Austin. So hello, Fran.
Hey Raleigh, I like that. I've never heard that song.
A 1-2-3 Kind of Love. Yeah, I
like that a whole lot better than. I like Play That Funky Music, yeah. White Boy, but yeah, that's the, you know, I've never heard that song. So
yeah, that's typical Epic. They didn't promote it, but it is. It became a big beach song because you can shag to it in a local group.
I can hear that rhythm. I can hear that. Yeah,
absolutely.
I can definitely hear that in there.
And a local group in North Carolina, North Tower, redid it. And in fact, that's what I heard first. And then I said, this has got to be a cover, you know, because that's the case with so much beach music. And so I was intent to find the original, and boy, I did. I said, this should have been a hit. Oh, well.
Yeah, it should have. Yeah. Oh, well, they don't listen to us. That's the problem.
That's for sure.
But anyway, that other song you were playing, the one that that Jim wanted, what is that? Brass Ring.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I remember when that led up to the news because, you know, whenever I would hear that, I just called that the news song. I never knew what it was called or anything and never paid attention. That's the news song.
And it would always be back time. So you would usually never heard the very beginning, but you always heard the end of it. And like I say, they all should have been called This Will Take Us Up to News.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that one especially.
Oh, I know.
Everybody,
I'm telling you, I'll never forget that trip because it was at the height of, you know, because there weren't that many great instrumentals where you could do that. And went from Miami to D.C., and literally every city, top of the hour, I could turn on the top, you know, the top 40 station, and there it was. So, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, on a more serious note, for Stacy, I don't know if she's ever thought about paratransit. That might be another option.
Yes, and that's in some cases really good, in other cases maybe not so good, depending on where you are. But yeah.
One thing I do like about Austin is we do have a good paratransit system.
Yeah, no, it's a great idea. Hang on, don't go away. Stay right where you are.
Sure.
And meantime, we'll find out what's going on in the world at large, and I'll actually look up paratransit for Algonquin and see how that's going, because that is a great service. So all this and more coming up here on WGN Radio.
There's something on my mind. Won't somebody please, please tell me what's wrong?
You're just a fool. You know you're in love.
What you say?
You got to face it to live in this world. You take the good.
He's got me smiling when I should be ashamed. Got me laughing when my heart is in pain. Oh, now I must be a fool. But I'll do anything he wants me to. Now how come?
You're just a fool. You know you're in love.
Tell me one more time.
You got to face it. To live in this world. You're just a fool.
And listen, without a man, I don't want to live. You think I'm lying, but I'm telling you like it is. He's got my nose open, and that's no lie. And I'm gonna keep for him a satisfied.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that is Tina Turner. Tina Turner, I should say. And that was their first single. I was on Sue. And the story was really interesting. Ike Turner had written A Fool in Love for Art Lasseter. And Tina was going to be singing backup with Lasseter's backing vocalist, the Arlettes. And Lasseter didn't show. Not terribly unusual, but Turner had already paid for the studio time at Technisonic. So here comes Tina, who was pretty bold. In fact, the way she got to sing for Ike in the first place was pretty bold. But anyway, she steps up and she said, "Well, you paid for the time anyway. Let me sing it." And he figured, well, I did pay for the time. We'll record it as a demo. And so what he wanted to do was ultimately erase her vocals and then add Art Lassiter when he could get him there. And meantime, a disc jockey in St. Louis heard the audition tape, sent it to Juggy Murray, who was president of Sue. Murray liked Tina, obviously, saying she sounded like screaming dirt. It was funky. So he bought it outright. And I paid him $25,000 for that. And also, while Murray was dealing with Ike, he said, you know, you need to make her the star of the show. All right, now, at this point, she isn't Tina yet. She's still Anna Mae Bullock. And Little Ann was what she had been known at the reviews. So it was Juggy who said, Little Ann, that's not going to cut it. And actually... it's terrible to admit, but Juggy Murray was impressed by Sheena, Queen of the Jungle, and, you know, said, hey, Tina's close to Sheena, go for that. And so, of course, Ike added his own last name, and he trademarked the name so that if Anna Mae left him, like his previous singers did, well, who could blame them? But nonetheless, he would just replace her with another Tina Turner. But, of course, she didn't leave him. Like I say, right after she wanted to end their love affair, right as Fool in Love was coming out, you know, he pretty much said, take that, and hit her upside the head with a wooden shoe thing. And, I mean, yeah, that you used to see in the, well, at least it wasn't one of those metal ones. But nonetheless, the rest of us would have been out of there in a heartbeat, but no, Tina stuck around and actually married him a couple of years later, and, you know, she couldn't claim she didn't know what she was getting. All right, so back to a Fran in Austin with the advice for Stacy. So, yes, you're right, by the way, Fran, that the few good things about Austin is they do have a lot of services.
Yes, that's one of the reasons I stay here, other than, you know, not knowing where else to go and
right.
Having not the money to move. But, you know, that's one of the good things is they do have those services. And but back to Stacy, I'm sure it sounds like she has trouble walking.
I would think so. I think, well, she's got diabetes and obviously all the things that come with it. But in terms of why she doesn't ambulate better, I don't know. I'll ask.
Yeah, I didn't hear any other disability other than diabetes, which I'm not saying that's nothing. I'm
no.
not making light of that by any means.
No.
But if there's a, what she has to get a doctor's note, saying that, you know, for whatever reason that, you know, she has trouble walking or standing for long periods of time.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not as great as being able to just, you know, get in your car and it's not as great as having somebody drive you there. But there are so many trade-offs. You know, I'm trying to think of the nicest way to say this. When you, sometimes you get into a situation where people out of love for you do things for you. And that's not, I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but when you get into kind of a mindset of, okay, who can I get to help me with this?
Right.
Who can I get to do that?
No, you're absolutely right. The cost is your independence, obviously. And
cost is your independence, and sometimes it's your friends.
Well, yes. You do that long enough, it will be your friends. But, you're absolutely right.
I had a situation when I first got divorced. You know, I had lived on my own since I was 18, so it wasn't really a big deal except for the fact that I got married when I was in my 20s to a guy that could see, and we agreed, you know, nothing was going to change. He wasn't going to do everything, you know, for me just because, you know, he could drive me, you know, well, he didn't drive actually, but, you know.
Yeah.
So on and so forth. Well, you know, over time, it's like, well, I'll take care of that. Well, I'll do that. Uh-huh. And the next thing I knew, I've got him reading the mail. I've got him doing this and that and the other thing. I mean, and I'm not saying that I made him do it. It just kind of melted into that. And I think in some ways he kind of enjoyed, because we were having trouble in the marriage, and I think that he thought that if I was dependent on him, I wouldn't leave.
Well, sure. I mean, it's the ultimate control.
And so when I did leave, not only did I leave, but I moved, and it didn't seem like, you know, it doesn't seem like a big deal to most people, but I moved to where I was 3 or 4 hours away, or at least two hours away from my mom, who, you know, lived in Santa Clara, and I moved to Monterey.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a big distance, but it is, in a way, because I had gotten used to having my ex-husband go to the store.
Yeah.
He couldn't do it. My mom could.
Sure.
You know, and that kind of thing. So when I moved to Monterey, I got kind of dependent on this one couple because they, you know, they helped me. They kind of understood what was going on. My mom kind of turned her back on me because I left this nice sighted guy who was supposed to take care of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole, whole thing. So, you know, I had always been, before that, a pretty independent person. And I had to relearn how to do stuff that I had done for years.
Yes.
You know, giving it to him to do. Some things had changed, you know, the way they were done by then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just so many things. And I didn't realize, because these people would help me, that, you know, instead of figuring out how to do it myself, I would, oh, I'll call them. I need to go to the store. I'll call them and see when they're going.
Right.
Well, I noticed they stopped answering the phone.
Right.
And fortunately for me, you know, I'm the kind of person that I finally said, look, I figured it out. And I said, I'm getting to be too much. I'll back off, I promise. You know, but you guys just, you know, tell me. And I did. And I picked up and I learned how to, you know, how to do those things. I went forward. And there was no better feeling. Because when you get into this state of mind where you think, oh, I got to get somebody to help me. Oh, I need to find somebody to do this. You lose more and more control of your life.
Oh, of course you do.
And, you know, I understand about loneliness. I know that Raldo did a lot for Stacy. And I know that it's probably overwhelming. I can understand that. I can hear it when she calls. I
sure.
can hear her anxiety.
Sure.
That's why she freaks out when the power goes off. And things like that, because
yeah.
she's not used to dealing with this stuff alone.
Right.
But the more that she can learn to do alone, the more power, it's like you stand up and you know that you can take a step.
Absolutely.
And then you know that you can take two, and then you know that you can take three, and you can take pleasure in, you know, your friends. You can have a more equal footing with your friendships. You're not dependent on them. They are not dependent on you. And I'm not saying that it's a bad thing to need, you know, to need people, to need help, because it's not. I know some people who, you know, wouldn't take help if they were drowning.
Right, right.
You know?
Right.
There's a happy medium. But I think yesterday you were talking about in terms of Stacy and assisted living. For me, that would be a nightmare. I'm the same as you on that.
Right.
I don't even like living in a senior complex
right.
where I live now.
Right. But it may be great for Stacy.
But for Stacy, because she doesn't, you know, she's afraid of being alone. I'm used to being alone. I'm an only child. You know, I've spent a lot of my time having to kind of amuse
sure.
myself, and a lot of times I'm kind of considered antisocial because I'd rather. But, you know, for somebody like Stacy, maybe that would be the best thing. But even with that...
Yeah, the more independence you have, the more control you have over your life, and nothing is better than that. It's one thing to want something. It's another thing to need it. And what you want to get out of is the needs. Just go with the wants.
Right.
I agree.
And, you know, but it's hard when you get into that mindset of, oh, I need somebody to do this.
Right.
Because maybe you've always had someone to do it.
Right.
And so you think you always need someone to do it. And...
No, it's all true.
I think it's good to try to fight that when you can. That's just my...
Yeah. No, I agree.
I've fought for my independence every step of the way.
No, absolutely. And very often when you are in a very good relationship, as obviously Stacy was with Raldo, it's not that he intentionally was enabling her, but because he was doing so much, it rendered her helpless when he wasn't there. And so
I don't think he meant it in any
bad way. No, of course not. He was, you know, doing the best he could, but the result was Stacy, little by little, was giving up a lot of her independence without even realizing it. You're 100% right.
Yeah.
I looked it up.
My family tried to do that to me, too.
Right.
I had to fight it.
Right.
And not that they didn't love me. It's just that, you know.
No, of course.
They wanted to make things easy.
Right. Right. And that's not always in your best interest, though Lord knows they think so. I looked up paratransit, and they have an Algonquin Township shuttle, but the problem with that is it's only within Algonquin Township, and undoubtedly a lot of these appointments will not be within the township. It's $3 each way.
Yeah,
but
that's
then
the problem I'm having here where, they're giving
Round Rock, yeah,
Round Rock.
Exactly. Now, there is McHenry County Dial-A-Ride, and just $1.50 each way if you're a senior. So, and they will go throughout McHenry County. So, and then there's Pace, which is even a wider version. So I think there are answers if she looks for them.
Yeah. But, you know, at least that way she can get, if it's a matter of transportation that's keeping her away from the appointment, you know.
Yeah. Agreed.
That would be a terrible thing if something happened to her because she couldn't get transportation.
Agreed.
I mean, that's just not an option as far as I'm concerned.
I agree wholeheartedly. And for something as serious as, you know, being diabetic and having a wound, I wouldn't wait a month. So.
No. And also, she can check with senior services.
Right.
Any senior services in the area. Our senior services here has volunteer drivers.
Yeah, and all sorts of referrals, absolutely. She's going to go to the wound doctor coming up here next week, and I think that very often the doctor's office might be able to push her in that direction, too, to know who to call. They may have a list of services.
Yeah, so, you know, there are a lot of options.
Absolutely.
So I know it's overwhelming when you have to try to call and find out about all this stuff yourself. So,
it is.
If you're not used to doing it.
Right. But time's a waste and get on the phone. All right. Thanks.
That's right.
I appreciate it, Fran. Thank you.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
All right. Bye. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. We'll get to Leah's advice, and we'll get to Stacy to find out what of all these things she has tried as yet. Because, this is the year for her independence as far as I'm concerned. That's the next step in the journey. We'll get to Michelle in Geneva, her song request, James's Stories. Oh, man, are there stories. And Don and Beloit's got requests. There's one line available for you should you want to take it, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Can really do the cool dance. We know can really.
WGN Radio. I'm Ollie James. Of course, those are the Capitals. Ollie McLaughlin, yeah, Ann Arbor. And it was 57 years ago this week that that entered the top 40 chart. Yeah. Flipside was a wonderful version of Hello Stranger. Yeah, as you'd expect with Ollie McLaughlin involved. But fine song. All right, so we will get back to Leah and to Stacy, and we got Michelle and James and Don and Sam. All right, so attendance has been taken right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's the way Devil with the Blue Dress is supposed to sound. Yeah, Shorty Long wrote it and recorded it, and he would have turned 83 over the weekend. Wow. Sadly died in 1969, just 29 years old. It was a boating accident, and really too bad. And then, of course, we had Mitch Ryder screwing up the record, but yeah. Originally, it was a fine song. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh and Leah is in Marcus Hook. What's happening tonight, Leah?
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
I'm just exhausted.
Oh.
Just too much to do, and I really want to open that Time store. Somebody needs to be able to sell me a Friday. Just an extra one.
Oh, I thought you wanted another Thursday.
Well, that too. I mean, I want them all, actually. I want weeks and months. Are you kidding me with that? Yes. But
that would be a great idea, a Time store. Yeah. That is a great idea.
Yeah, I've dreamt of this, you know, all my life, pretty much, that there could be something on the corner that I could go in and I say, I need 2 hours, please, you know, and just get it.
That's a great idea. I mean, I wish somebody would invent it.
So do I. You know, it's sort of like when I drive through tunnels. I want to hear the radio stations that faded away in 1959 when I drove through those damn tunnels. I want them to be back there now.
You should write a book, a science fiction book about that.
Oh, I'm sure it's probably the Twilight Zone episodes or something. Rod Serling was a lot
more
creative than me.
No, I've never seen anything about that.
Oh, I would think.
I've never seen anything like that. You should write the book.
I'm done writing. John made me write a book. I wrote my book. I'm done.
Okay. I still don't have a copy, but...
No, that's for the best.
No, it's not. I didn't want to say anything else about Stacy. Brand covered it all pretty much.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
I just think she needs to be proactive about finding this stuff out, you know?
Well, right. It's very easy, though, after, you know, a lifetime of being involved, you know, in her case with Raldo, really, since she was very young. And now, of course, you know, I can understand the desire to just have a friend or somebody come over.
Do it, right.
But, you know, there's nothing better than sheer independence. And the only way to get it is to go out there and get it. And so I agree.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I let someone sell all my mom's stuff. Like, because I didn't want it, the responsibility, after she died.
Right.
And I was like, you know, just have someone come in and do the sale, you know.
Yeah.
And just let them do it because it would be easier. But it really wasn't, because now there's stuff that I didn't want to sell that I wish I had back, you know.
Of course.
And I just...
Of course,
you know, you make decisions in the moment that you wish you didn't, but You know, it's like you just have to be proactive. You have to be proactive. You have to make the decisions yourself.
Yeah.
And do the work yourself instead of handing it off to someone else.
Well, I agree. As far as things, I think everybody has that story of the things that they're sorry they sold or gave away.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes, like, I had to liquidate my mother's stuff, my adopted mom's stuff, very, very quickly. And I inadvertently threw out all her pictures. All of them. So, didn't mean to, but sure enough. And so, anything that was a childhood picture of mine, gone. And the reality, though, is those are just things. It doesn't matter. You've got your memories and you've got your life and you just move on.
So,
right,
yeah, of
course. All right. Well, Leah, I appreciate you weighing
in. I actually called to tell you about my learning curve.
Oh, good. What are we learning?
My Ozambic and my Wegovy shot.
Oh, yes.
I tried to eat Chinese the other night, and I got violently ill.
Oh, really?
I just rented the Chinese.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you don't purchase it. You rent it for a couple hours,
I rented the meal, but I hardly ate any at all. It was a very, very small amount. So what I think it does, the Wegovy, the Ozambic is for, you speeds up your metabolism, but the Wegovy, I actually think prevents you from eating like fatty foods and stuff because it makes you sick.
Well, Ozempic has a list of things that you should not eat while you're taking it. And some of them are anything that is like deep fried or fried. And when you talk about Chinese food, a lot of that is
deep fried. Okay.
So refined grains, you know, in other words, whole wheat and all that's probably not bad. But, you know, refined grains, your white toast and flour tortillas and all that, not good. Added sugar can be a problem in that. And, you know, there again, that's hidden. But the big one, ding, 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 is fried foods, especially while you're getting used to it. And so after you've made that mistake and then, you're praying to God that you die or you're afraid you won't, you know, for those few minutes, say, oh, man, Lord, take me. The best thing to do is, you know, try to eat bland, something dry, smaller meals. Yeah, that's all you can do.
Sugar. I've just been eating a banana when I wake up. That's it, just a banana.
And if that's...
And then I've been...
If that's good for you, then yeah.
I just snack on cheese and pretzels later on. And then, like, before I go to bed, maybe I'll have a can of sliced peaches.
All right.
In, like, the extra light syrup, you know?
One of the... Well, better if you can have them in water. But one of the things that...
I don't drink the juice.
Well, no, I understand you don't drink the juice, but it's sitting in it, believe me.
I know.
Non-starchy vegetables of any type are very forgiving. Now, you may not want to eat them, but I understand that.
Well, I can't because of my diverticulitis. Right. I can't eat a lot of vegetables.
Yeah, so I'd look at the list and see what can I eat. And with diverticulitis, nuts are not necessarily a friend either. I recognize that.
No, seeds and nuts and skins.
Yeah, can be just...
Most vegetables have skins.
So you know, it's sort of a learning curve of what to eat and what not to eat. But the other thing is also that as you develop more of a, I won't say dependence because it's not a dependence or even a tolerance, but you'll get to a point where there are some things that were bothering you before that won't in the future.
Okay.
But
maybe.
Yeah. But, you know, obviously you're not going to drink. You want to stay away from alcohol, period.
Oh, yeah. And, definitely.
Yeah, the reason for that isn't nauseous. It's because then you start to have the possibility of pancreatitis.
Oh, okay.
That's
no,
what
that
I'm saying.
Know.
Yeah, don't drink. Yeah. So.
Okay.
So yeah, a lot of people are taking Ozempic for weight loss. Of course, its prescription is for diabetes control, but you know, it's become.
Yeah.
It's become the new magic of weight loss, but it does have some side effects that are pretty bad.
Well, they mix it in with the Wegovy, and I think the Wegovy is what really makes you sick.
And I don't know much about that.
The Wegovy?
Yeah.
I don't know much about it either.
It's also, they're both semaglutides. You know, so they're cousins.
SLG1 or whatever it's called.
Yeah. You know, they're cousins of sorts, and side effects are interesting because for some people, it's just a minor annoyance and so what. For other people, it literally becomes life-threatening. So you want to watch those.
Oh, no, I'm not that bad.
Yeah, well, you want to watch. You know, hopefully the side effects will get less, not more. But Ozempic and Wegovy are basically the same drug. They're basically both semaglutide. They're in different doses. And I think controlling appetite is something that was sort of like a happy find. They were developed to treat blood sugar, obviously.
Right.
But, you know, obviously also with type 2 diabetes, that and weight gain sort of go hand in hand. So the idea of losing the weight becomes medically necessary as well. So, but all this prescription for weight loss, that is off-label.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Well, for Ozempic, by the way.
I'm not diabetic.
You're right.
I'm the opposite. I'm hypoglycemic.
They're not necessarily opposites, strangely enough. They're
they're
two sides of the same coin, trust me.
Well, I'm not hypoglycemic, but I just get low blood sugar from time to time, not always.
Yeah. Right, right. Wegovy is approved for weight loss, but
yeah,
it's a fortune.
Yeah, so, it's $250 a month.
Well, if you're just taking, well, you're getting a good deal. A lot of times it
plus
can be
a B12 shot.
Yeah, well, so
I'm getting a good deal.
Yeah, I would think because they were. I mean, Wegovy was like $1,000 a month for a lot of people.
Really? Wow! Yeah. I am getting a good deal.
So, you know,
my doctor rules.
Well, it's not your doctor, obviously. I mean, and of course, times change, and you know, depending on supply and all that kind of stuff. But the question is also. And these drugs are fairly new. Obviously, they're the new kid on the block for weight management, and people are, you know, raving about it. But what nobody knows yet is what happens when you stop.
Yeah, that too. And I don't know how it'll if it will counteract my PCOS. If it will, you know, because my metabolism is nil.
Right.
And I don't know if it will counteract that or not.
Well,
you know?
You're a walking lab experiment.
I am. I am walking laboratory.
You're braver than I am, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, they can put me in the medical books. They can put me in Guinness World Records.
I'll just sit that out. Yeah, you can just phone it in. I'll hear all about it.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry, thanks,
all right, take care of yourself. Thanks. Okay, bye. All right. Yeah, and I do have a couple friends who right now are on the Ozempic bandwagon, and I'm just like, okay, keep me posted. But it will be interesting to see what happens, you know, after you stop taking the drug, and particularly a couple of years after you start taking the drug. But as I say, they were developed as type 2 drugs for diabetes, and they might have a hell of a cardiovascular benefit. Of course, these are all mites and woulda, you know. We'll find out as we go along. All right, so Stacy in Algonquin, the subject of many calls tonight. All right, Stacy, so have you investigated?
Hi, Larry.
Have you investigated all these transit opportunities?
Yes, my insurance and Medicare, I can get rides through my insurance, which I did try, but I'll try it another time. And I also get rides from US Senior Services. I just have a number to call. And I like them, too, because I don't like vans or anything. I'm not good with vans, so I like the cars. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I have Karen, well, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and she, you know, takes me. But I would like to get stronger. I'd love to drive again.
Well, sure, sure. But I know the insurance will be in there, but, you know, I would, if I were you, I'd investigate Pace, I'd investigate McHenry County, all these things just to see what's out there. There's apparently a number of possibilities.
I know we have all of that.
And you should become familiar with it to the point that you can use it when you want to. You don't have to if you don't want to, but you know it's there. Because I don't want to see you putting off medical appointments for a month because of transportation.
No, I understand.
All right. So that's your assignment. Check them all out.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do it anymore. If I can't have Karen, then I'll just go my other route.
Yeah.
With another number to call if I need, you know, a certain ride somewhere or something.
Yeah, I would get to know these services very well, because you might be able to do a number of things with them, even apart from medical, and it will allow you not have to depend on another person who might or might not be able to show up.
I know, and actually, I actually do so much. Right now, before my appointment on Tuesday, I've been trying to keep my feet up so swelling goes down.
Well, of course.
And then I'm walking around and doing, I swear to God, I do stuff all the time. And sometimes, you know, when I bend down so much, I get dizzy. So I have to take it easy a little bit.
Well, sure.
But I'm walking around all the time. I said, I got to keep walking, got to keep walking,
yep.
Got to keep walking.
Good.
And then I went upstairs the other day and I checked out. Upstairs.
Here, hold on a minute. Don't go away. I think I'm screwing up the clock again. Stay right where you
okay,
are.
Okay.
And we'll try to figure this out. I think I'm driving Adam crazy. Well, I apparently specialize in that. And we'll pick it up right there on WGN Radio.
No, I think we're good. 5735's your out.
Okay, when do I come back?
That old car is worth
2 minutes.
Visit victoryautorecords.com
so
for an instant.
Victory
will tow
no
matter
what condition
okay,
your car's
good.
In. Victory buys vehicles.
Yeah, those Ozempic's the hottest craze out there right now.
It is, and they're not reading the side effects.
My wife pulled me off of it. I'm not taking it anymore.
Save money good. By fixing up your yeah, just eat better. I know, easier said than done.
Easier said than done, but I was doing the Ozempic there for a minute. My doctor put me on it, but my wife's an oncology nurse.
Oh, well, then,
she's seeing all kinds of young men coming in with pancreatic cancer.
Oh, of course.
And no other thing other than linked back to Ozempic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She said, you're done.
Yeah, wow. Absolutely.
Do you even know anyone at your bank? You should bank local.
I got a couple boxes in the fridge. She said, you might as well sell them or give them away because people pay big money for those things.
Oh, you're so right.
They really give back.
And people are buying it for a weight loss. Good things
happen. Yeah, no, well, now, is your wife saying that the pancreatic cancer, is she thinks, is directly related to the Ozempic?
Her and the doctor she works for seems to think so.
Well, I know, like I was saying to Leah, it can cause pancreatitis, no doubt about that.
Well, she's seeing young guys come in with pancreatic cancer, and the only thing that all three of them have in common was Ozempic.
Are they catching it early enough?
She's finding out now. This just happened within the past month and a half.
Yeah, because the problem with pancreatic cancer is you usually don't know you've got it until it's too late to treat it.
Correct. 30.
And, yeah, geez.
Yeah, so I don't, this is my wife does for a living, so they're finding that out. They're looking into it now.
Yeah, I'll be curious to know.
I will too. But yeah, I quit taking it.
Yeah. Simply Safe Pro install. Always protecting,
never a contract. Two easy installation options. Backed by 24/7. 10 seconds standby. For less than $1 a day. Get 20% off any new system with interactive monitoring at simplysafe.com/. Here we go. There's no safe
like Simply Safe. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. You only have a few minutes left this hour, and they belong to Stacey, so we'll forego the bumper, even her requests, but we will get to those soon, and we get to Stacey now. So, all right, pick it up there, Stacey.
Oh, now you have to say about Tina Turner.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Tina Turner.
Yeah, she had a hard life, that's for sure.
I know. Oh, God, what an entertainer.
Yeah, absolutely. Very few people reinvent themselves and come back like that.
I know.
So she did great.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, at least, I mean, in her 80s, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's been just a bad decade for her. Just the last 10 years
right.
have been horrible. So.
But the thing with me, like relatives-wise, my cousins, nobody calls.
That's
even
not unusual. That's not unusual. It really isn't.
And then even down in Champaign, Calvin and Marsha.
Yeah. No.
I'm not gonna call you.
Right.
But if you need something, you has to call me.
Right.
I'd like to know what's so hard.
Well, no, it's not what's hard, Stacey. Here's the deal. Everybody has their lives. And, you know, I joke about wanting to open the Time store. I really would like to buy a few hours here and there. But I have a list, and John will tell you, because it's sad, the only way to get off my call back list is usually to die, because I won't get around to calling you back. And it's literally just a question of hours in the day. From the minute I get up to the minute I go to sleep, I am working. And there are times when, I'll be honest with you, I wonder how good this is for my health. But every night when I go to sleep, I know there are at least 10 things I didn't get to that day. And so I could not break that up returning that phone call, because it becomes crisis mode. In other words, you got to call the insurance guy back because this policy is going to expire and it's not the right coverage. You know, things like that. You got to do something.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So that is my life, is crisis management. You know, it's even simple things like John had wanted to buy this chair. So he bought a chair. It's a really light, nice chair from Lazy Boy. And they had said, well, yeah, you can pick it up at the distribution center anytime up till 4. Get a message at 6 this morning. Of course, I'm still awake. And it says, you have to be here before 2. Well, hell, it's 2 hours away. So now it's a question of, oh, God, I've got to set an alarm and schedule to get the damn chair, and, you know, on and on and on. And so here it is. I'm sitting here now saying, oh, God, okay, I got another hour. I'm doing this. Then I better do the logs for tomorrow. I've got two radio stations that are not on the air. They will be. I'll get it done. But I'm saying this to you so you'll see that when you say, what's so hard about it, depending upon what their life is, it's a question of not having the time. So, you know, that's just reality. And very often, you know, as people do get older and then they retire, they very often regret what they didn't do, especially if they had children that they weren't close to because they were always working and all that. And now the kids don't give a damn about them and all those kind of things. Sure, priorities are priorities. But depending upon what's going on, and of course, in my life, it got thrown into topsy-turvy because of John's stroke and everything else that I've had to negotiate and things that I'm doing, that, you know, I look at this as somewhat of an anomaly. But literally, I think the next free night I'm going to have is in 2024.
Oh, wow.
You know, and I hope I don't fall apart physically before then. But that's the deal. And so...
Well, thank you, Raleigh. Yeah. I'm 69.
Oh, all right. Well, 68, 69. All right, right, because this is 2023. All right, 69. Well, you're still a child. And that's wonderful. But anyway, what I'm saying is, depending upon what their life is about... That's why they say, call me if you need me. You know, if it's really important, I'll drop what I'm doing. But don't expect me to call you because I just don't have the time. That's what it comes down to.
Okay.
You know, I wish that were different, but that's life in the big city.
I know my sister-in-law, too. I know that Calvin told me that she's very sick.
Well, and so there you go. You see, everybody's got their own psychodrama, and that's why it is so important to develop as much independence as you can. I've just ended the hour. The ender hour has ended without me, so I'll hang up now. Talk to you later, Stacey. Bye. All right.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Who's that lady? Who's that lady? Beautiful lady. Who's that lady? Who's that lady? Who's that lady? That real, real, real fine lady. The beautiful lady. I wish somebody would introduce her to me. I didn't get a chance To ask her to dance. It was love. Love at first sight. I just saw her tonight. And I wish somebody would introduce her to me. I like the way she danced in the dark and disappeared in the night. And oh, she stole
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That's the original Who's That Lady, 1964, the Isley Brothers, and Ronald Isley turned 82 on Sunday, born in 1941 in Cincinnati. Later they moved to Englewood, and then, of course, they moved to Teaneck, hence the record label, Teaneck, right? And I've heard he's living in St. Louis now. I'm not sure about that, though. So, 888-876-5593, 888-Raleigh, R-O-L-L-Y-E. All right, Michelle in Geneva has a song request. All right, Michelle, what do you want to hear?
Hey, Raleigh, good morning. Yes. God, Isley Brothers, can't go wrong, honey. Wow.
Yeah, boy.
Something else. And thanks for playing Tina. Just three words. What a woman.
I know.
What a woman.
I know.
Something else. But I want to go back to Miami for a minute. I spent my honeymoon with my first husband in Miami in the Keys.
Yeah.
And there was a song playing. Now, this was early 80s. Now, this is not R&B or doo-wop. But it's Donald Fagen of Steely Dan fame from his first solo album called The Nightfly. It's absolutely fabulous. It's called Walk Between Raindrops.
Okay.
And this will evoke Miami and the rain to you so perfectly. And the song just moves. It just moves. It's so fantastic. You'll love it.
I will play it.
Yeah, it's called Walk Between Raindrops. It's just, it starts out with this great organ and it just goes from there. And they do this little thing at one of the end of the choruses. They go, "Whoa, Miami!" So cool. You'll love it. You really will. It'll evoke what you were talking about before.
Yeah.
So thanks.
Oh, sure. I'll be happy to do that. And thanks for calling.
Cool. Thanks, Raleigh. Bye.
Yeah. Every time I see pictures, because it's been like 50 years for me. My Miami memories are way past tense, but I'll see pictures from time to time. I'm like, that's Miami, because it used to be relatively a small town. And boy, not anymore. I'll tell you, the wide open spaces are pretty much gone. So let's see what Sam and Gurney has to say for himself. What's up, Sam?
Hey, Raleigh, how are you tonight?
All right, how about yourself?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I wanted to try to shift gears here, but before I did that, I wanted to say my heart goes out to Lee and Marcus Hook and also to Stacy and Algonquin. I'm praying for them and certainly hoping that beautiful things come about for Stacy and the heartbreak that she's going through.
Yeah. You betcha.
Yeah, but anyway, the thing I was wanting to call about was I was trying to shift gears and just put things in a positive direction. I was thinking about hidden gems, and it's something I haven't heard on your station. The reason I'm bringing it up is I was in Chicago one day, and I was kind of just out and about, just lost, basically, and that was some years ago. And I ran into an older guy there, and I said, hey, I kind of ran out of ideas down here about things to do, and do you know of any hidden gems? And he pointed me in some direction, and I went and investigated that, and it was pretty interesting. And so a kind of a love affair between me and hidden gems grew out of that. And the next thing that I learned about was a place called Wyandotte. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, but it was in it's in the northeastern Indiana area, and it's an underground mountain. You literally go beneath the surface of the earth and go into a cavern, and then you look up, and there's a 175-foot mountain. So I thought, well, that's pretty fascinating. And then the next thing I learned about was a restaurant in Kansasville, Wisconsin, by the name of, I think they called it the Auctioneer's Inn, and it was an unadvertised restaurant on Highway BB in Kansasville. And when stars would come into Milwaukee or baseball players, or I know their walls were filled with like Sonny and Cher and just all these different famous people that would fly into Milwaukee, and they would take them out there, and it was an unadvertised restaurant. And when I went out there, I learned about it. A guy told me about it, and I went out there, and it literally looked like a service garage on the outside. You would never suspect it was a restaurant.
Yeah.
But when you entered it, it was this fabulous restaurant. Well, anyway, the purpose of my call was to see if any of your listeners might have any hidden gems out there that they'd be interested in sharing.
Oh, yeah, especially ones that are still there, because all the things that come to mind for me are long gone.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm. And like I've learned about. I mean, I a few years ago, a guy pointed out. I mentioned I was in Mundelein, Illinois,
mm-hmm.
and I mentioned to a guy I was just like having a burger at a place or a cup of coffee. I don't remember exactly. And I said, "Do you know of any hidden gems here?" He's like, "What are you talking about?" I go, "You know, something like people don't know about or whatever." He said, "Yeah, actually, if you go on Friday night," and he drew a little map on a piece of paper, and I'm like, "Are you serious?" He goes, "Yeah, just go there. It's like $6 or $7." So anyway, I went there. It was in a hidden neighborhood. I don't even know if it was legal.
Right.
But I went there, and I went to a garage, and the only reason I knew it was legit, according to his directions, was because when I got there was all these cars parked on the side road.
Right.
Well, anyway, I walked into the garage, and they had like a gyro spigot and a beef spigot, and they had all these tables set up, and it was like a $7 cover charge, and it was all you could eat, and it was in like some guy's garage, and it was wonderful. And I'm not about breaking the law or anything. I'm not out looking to break the law, but it really was wonderful. There was great camaraderie. There were wonderful people. The food was great. And like I said, I don't know if they were up or below the law, but it was interesting. And I was just wondering if any of your listeners have any hidden gems that they'd be willing to share.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And like I say, I wish I could think of something that's still there. First thing came to mind in Miami was Black Caesar's Forge, which was sort of an underground restaurant, but long gone. So, mm-hmm. things that are still there, and because there probably are. But even in days gone by, what are the hidden gems? I love it. Who knows? Maybe we'll get some takers.
I appreciate it, Raleigh. Right. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I'll have to think more about that because there probably are some things that are still around, but I don't know. All right, so 888-876-5593. Don and Beloit, what's up tonight, Don?
Hey, Raleigh, how you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
All right. Good. I was on hold a week ago, and I've been listening on hold a lot.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
But it's okay, you know. AM radio is the lonely family, you know, and it's quite a family.
Absolutely.
You know, Wisconsin, being a Wisconsin person myself, there's a couple of volumes now on the supper clubs of Wisconsin.
Yes.
You know, any one of them is a great hidden gem, and my own Beloit's got the Butterfly Club, which a lot of people still say is a hidden gem. So,
well,
there you go. Go to some Wisconsin supper club and you'll find hidden gems.
Yeah. Well, good.
You know, I was calling, you know, about several things, but I'm so glad you played A Fool in Love because I was going to suggest that one.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's what started it all.
Yeah. And you can say, I mean, a lot of us know, like, later in life, like, she was just such a good dancer. But in that TV bit, you know, you look on the internet, everybody, you see her dancing with what I call that move that she did with such energy.
Yeah.
You can see in 1961 in the TV version of that where she is and the rest of them are screaming like towards the microphones. Maybe they told them like, "Hey, just point your head towards the ceiling because that's where the mic's." I don't know. It's like a live version. You can see where she's got that move where she almost like a drummer. She uses her feet really quickly, like that dance move that she would do. Wow, she had so much energy in 1961 with that song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and a ton of good things. A lot of their stuff on Minute were just some great little records.
Yeah. Well, Sue sold, according to what I read, I was reading up on this, the Sue record sold 800,000 copies of that,
yeah.
Which is incredible.
Well, right.
R&B hit.
Right, exactly, for an independent label, you betcha.
Right. Well, I would request that, whether you do it tonight or whenever, but I wanted to move quickly up, like almost 20 years to, 10 years to Nutbush City Limits.
Oh, yes.
Where she sings about her her hometown she grew up in.
Well, it's funny. When that record came out, I said, well, that's really interesting because Nutbush does not have city limits. It's an unincorporated area, basically, that's kind of northwest of Brownsville, which is between Jackson and Memphis. And I think she was actually born in Brownsville, because I don't think you could be born in Nutbush unless you were born by the side of the road or something. But yeah, Nutbush is pretty unknown other than Tina Turner. That's for darn sure.
Well, the point I wanted to call in and talk to you guys about is that I think most Americans would think that, like me, I came of age in the 70s. You know, everybody would. You ask a typical thousand Americans, they'll say, well, that's a Bob Seger song. And Bob Seger made that so famous. I mean, of course, he's so talented. He took that and made his own version of it.
See, I didn't even know that. I only knew it by Tina Turner.
Yeah. I mean, 1973, and he comes out the next year with Beautiful Loser, which is like one of his best albums, let's say. I'm not obsessed with Bob Seger, but he's awesome. And his Live Bullet had the same song on it, which was really, really went over the top. So everybody heard Live Bullet if you lived in rock and roll radio in like the late 70s. And even at the time, I was like, what the heck is Bob Seger singing about? Even as a like teenager, I was like, what the heck is this? So, you know, I looked that one up and holy cow, that was one of the last Ike and Tina joint songs they did.
Well, and Nutbush was also a line dance that they did in clubs, and which was interesting. It was bigger outside of America than it was inside it, but Tina recorded in an Inglewood at Turner's Bollock, which he owned that studio. And but I didn't know about Bob Seger, but why not?
Oh, it's a great version. He really, you know, has a great ear for music and turned it into a different slightly. You know, he really kind of turned it on its head a bit in his own keyboard way of doing things with horns and so on.
Well, supposedly on the Tina Turner session, Mark Bolan from T-Rex played guitar. And I don't know.
Oh, that makes sense.
Gloria Jones, who was his girlfriend at the time, did some backing vocals. So, yeah, wow. There were a number of things that were known. Now, the reason I say Mark Bolan supposedly was because later, after Ike died, it was said that Beano Lewis, who was part of Kings of Rhythm, was the guitarist. So I don't know. But according to Gloria, who was Bolan's girlfriend at the time, it was him. So it's hard for me to know.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess it died with Ike. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I was listening, you know, passionately, you know, a week ago. You guys were really getting in some really interesting areas. You guys were praying, which I thought was great. You're praying for lost items. You're doing the health stuff for Stacy, and I thought of like calling in about Stacy and her situation and all of us, and so trying to get through life like this.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a goofball engineer, you know, and I'm like 6'6". I brought down to about 175 pounds. So I've always been really skinny, you know, but it's just as hard for me to like manage my weight as most other people, but they don't, you know, people don't really realize that, you know.
Well,
I recently got back into bike racing. I play hockey in adult leagues all over Chicagoland and stuff like that.
One of the underreported stories is how adulterated our food supply is. And
yeah.
It is very, very hard to eat nutritionally and eat healthfully.
Yeah. That's what you're saying. Like,
yeah, you gotta start from scratch, and who the hell has the time? But most of us...
If I could give like one piece of advice, I think like the best thing that me and my bike buddies always did, and especially the ones that were more overweight than I was and had problems with weight that I didn't really have, we all swore by the lemon water and lemon lime, and that's my daily thing. If I think that is one really incredible thing. I squeeze a lemon, I squeeze a whole lime and a whole lemon, I save a slice or two, and I put it all in this, like, stainless growler. And if you can drink a half a gallon of that a day, that can really help you out, I think. It really helps your hunger pangs. It's these lemonoids, I got a chemical engineering degree and stuff, but these lemonoids are really, they're really good for you, and the vitamin C and so on. So I base everything off that, and I sometimes add stuff to that. But
no, I think that's good. Just make sure the water's filtered. That's another thing, you know, I mean, the water supplies might have fluoride or other things in it that you do not want to consume. So it's important to know where your water source is, and who would have thought of that years ago? So if you're vigilant, the more water you can drink, lemon or not, although lemon is good, the healthier you're going to be. Most of us are teetering on, not having enough hydration, period. We're all walking around half dehydrated.
Exactly.
Because it's easy, you know, you have those Coca-Colas or whatever, and of course caffeine will just sap that hydration right out of you.
So. No, you can't do soda. You can't do soda. I gave up on that like 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah. God love you. That's the only vice I have. I have no other vices in life but Mexican Coke.
Try doing a little more seltzer.
I'd almost rather do flat water than seltzer. I just don't like the taste of it. But the flat water and lemon, you betcha, it's absolutely good for you. But I should be better about that. But fortunately, the only problem I don't have is I don't have a sugar problem. I don't have a weight problem. So I don't have anything that's forcing me not to drink it, other than I shouldn't be drinking it.
Right, right. Well, I love the lemon lime water, and I just have all those slices like floating in the water all day, like all these other buddies of mine were doing. I thought, wow, that they would just melt the pounds off.
Nice. Yeah, the more you can do to drink water and not drink anything that's sugary or caloric, man, that will that alone will cause weight to drop off you. I agree.
Right. All right, well, check out that Nightbush with Bob Seger's version as well.
All right, well, I will try for all that. Right. Thanks, appreciate it. All right,
okay,
so
bye.
Yeah, I'll find Bob Seger, huh? All right, well, if nothing else, we'll play Tina Turner's version, and I will get to that Donald Fagen song too. All that and more will be coming up. James on the South Side has many stories. Elizabeth in Rock Falls. All right, find out how Mr. Chubbs is doing too. And there's room for you too on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, I gave it a chance, Bob Seger from the beautiful Loser album, Emphasis on Loser. All right, so that song, of course, isn't supposed to sound like that, as far as I'm concerned anyway. It's supposed to sound like Ike and Tina Turner wanted it to sound. We'll be right back. amazing when she would do it in person. So rest in peace, Tina Turner. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And Elizabeth is in Rock Falls. How's Mr. Chubbs?
He wants to eat, and I can't let him eat.
Oh, man, maybe he's a candidate for Ozempic. No, all right.
I wish I could give him something that would help. I just feel guilty because I can't. Give him what he wants.
And he looks at you with those eyes. Mom, I want food. Yeah, but I bet he's losing weight and he's going to become a svelte self.
Well, my grandson's coming over Friday, and I'll have him weigh himself and then lift the dog up.
Yeah, it's one way to do it.
See if we can figure out if he's lost any more.
How much do you think Mr. Chubbs may weigh?
Well, he weighed 59.7.
How much does your grandson weigh?
Oh, probably 200.
Thank God. All right, so you're not going to be killing him. That's good.
No.
You can't get Mr. Chubbs to sit peacefully on the scale, huh?
No, not on my little scale.
Oh, see, well, that's a training chore.
You know, it was embarrassing at the vet's office. The technician just said, 59.7.
Yeah.
And I said to the people around me, I just got him from a shelter.
Oh, jeez.
I didn't want him to think I was the one feeding him.
Well, if Mr. Chubbs was his svelte self, what would he weigh?
Well, probably, he told me at least 20 pounds, so okay. He'd probably weigh 130.
No, not 130, no. Mr. Chubbs should not weigh
130.
Okay, I was going to say, wait a minute, it's going the wrong way. All right, so he's got a little work there. And are you exercising him?
As much as we can.
Good.
He gets scared, big, loud farm machinery goes down the road and motorcycles, and he puts his tail between his legs and runs for the house.
Well, that's exercise.
Yeah, a little bit.
Probably gets his adrenaline going and all that. That's not necessarily bad.
Poor Jeff. I saw a dog online. His name was Mr. Tubbs.
Uh-oh.
T-U-B-Z.
So Mr. Tubbs was a little rotund, was he?
Yes.
Yeah.
I wanted to say, when I listen to Stacy, I always say a prayer for her, but there are challenges, and I know because I went through them.
Oh, yeah.
My husband and I were sitting having coffee one Sunday morning next to each other in the living room, and within 5 minutes, he was gone with a massive stroke.
Oh, man.
And I knew nothing about insurance, about investments, about bills, about anything.
Mm-hmm.
He'd always told me the important papers are in the applesauce box.
Okay.
So I did find some. And then the CPA helped me with first round of taxes.
Yeah.
And there were investments spread out and insurance policies spread out, and I got everything consolidated into one place with a fiduciary.
Good.
But I want to tell people, women and men too, because sometimes women do all the book work and the men don't know.
Oh, absolutely. But and
each
you're,
one should but, tell
right.
what's going on.
Right. And, you know, it's very easy to let someone else do it, of course, or it's very easy to not take the time to explain it because we don't think anything's going to happen. But when something does happen, being in the dark just adds to the problem. So I'm with you. And it's real easy to just say, oh, she takes care of it. I don't care. You may have to care. I agree.
I remember him spreading out all the tax information on the dining room table. Was sitting there with his can of Pepsi. And I'd come along and I'd say, is there anything I can help you with? And he said, no, don't touch anything.
Dodges, yeah. Right, right, yeah. I got all of them right here. Well, you know, it's always good to have a CPA. That way, if there's an audit, you don't have to go. That alone makes it worthwhile.
Right.
So I'm a big believer in that. Yeah, taxes will be the least of your worries when your mate dies. But it does, it, you know, it's very easy to lose independence when somebody else is doing everything. And they're not meaning to make you dependent, but in the end, you wind up being pretty damn dependent. And so, you know, Stacy, the first year, of course, she mourned, and it's just a horrible thing to go through, as you unfortunately know too well. Mm-hmm. But now's the point where Stacy's got to become independent one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
And she will.
You have to.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. Because you cannot depend on other people. For one thing, other people are never going to necessarily do it the way you want it done, whatever it is anyway. They're not necessarily going to do it on the timetable when you want it done, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, so the only way you're calling your own shots is if you can call your own shots. And living on the kindness of strangers, so to speak, or friends or even relatives, isn't that.
Right.
Yeah.
I did move to a smaller house.
Uh-huh.
More manageable for me. So yeah. I was proud of that decision.
Sure.
Well,
that's a real personal decision because, like Stacy was saying, she's maybe thinking about some type of assisted living. And, you know, for some people, that's just the best answer ever. And for other people, that's pure hell. So a part of it is knowing yourself and how you're going to thrive. And a lot of people, I think, don't even start to do that at first. But really getting to know what your own strengths and weaknesses are and where you feel most comfortable, that's crucial before you make any decision.
Well, I did it, and I was glad.
Yeah.
And I do have my son and daughter-in-law and grandson just live a short distance away from me. So.
And that's wonderful.
Help whenever I need something done or
right,
but anyway, I wanted to tell you I had never been interested in rhythm and blues music until I started listening to you. I couldn't have named one song, not one. But I was listening on YouTube the other night, and I found the most beautiful voice by Donny Hathaway.
Oh yeah,
you. Do you know much about him?
Oh, he was great. And, you know, his death was very suspicious. I don't buy the official story. I don't know what happened, but he sure as hell, I don't think, jumped out the window. And I think he was taken from us way too soon. But some of his duets with Roberta Flack, I mean, some people like the big hits, but there's one, You Are My Heaven, which I think is just like the best record ever.
Listen to that one.
Yeah, You Are My Love, You Are My Heaven.
His daughter was singing, too.
Yeah.
And her voice sounds so much like his.
Yeah.
The way she phrases and loves each note. And
right.
Beautiful
boy. No, losing Donny Hathaway was just a horrible thing, and it is truly our loss. But like I say, there's more to that story, and we're probably never going to know. And he was alive for such a short period of time. He died at the beginning of 1979, so it was a real short period of time that he was with us. He was 33 years old when he died.
Oh. That's sad. That's such a wonderful voice.
Yeah.
It's like listening to Silk.
And the nice thing is he has what's become one of the real Christmas standards this Christmas. So every year you get to hear that because most stations still play that every year. And it's just terrific. But
what was the other song you meant?
What? You Are My Heaven? Yeah,
You Are My Heaven.
I'll play it for you. I'll get it out here and play it for you next.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Good deal.
One more thing.
Yes.
Can I say, I really appreciate the way you listen to people, Raleigh. You don't interrupt and talk over people.
Well, sometimes I do.
Not on television.
Yeah.
They just blah, blah, blah.
Well.
Over each other.
You know, they're on much more of a clock, you know. I've never met a format I won't break. But when you're on television, you know, it's the 7 second sound bite that rules. So they all want to get their thoughts in over the other one, and it becomes a screaming fest. And that's, I don't listen to any of those shows. But I don't really blame them, because there's directors and producers and all that. Mm-hmm. They're not alone in their fest of this. That's for sure.
Okay, I think my sleeping pill is kicking.
Oh, good, excellent. Well, sleep is sacred. All right. Well, I'll try to play "You Are My Heaven" next before you fall asleep. Yes. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Rowan.
All right.
Bye.
So we will leave. I was going to play "Walk Between the Raindrops," but we'll leave that for tomorrow night, because "You Are My Heaven" calls is what it does, and it's one of my favorite songs. So we'll get there, and the waning moments with James and Sam and you on WGN Radio.
Woke this morning that I would find heaven by my side. And there you were, you angel, heaven in the morning, laying in my arms and in my life. And I reached this decision, I love you, my religion, heaven's in my soul and in my eyes. No one could ever change my mind, oh no. By my side, you are my love, you are my heaven, you are my love. Make me sing, la di da, you are my love, you are my heaven. Darling, I won't let them take you away.
Won't let them
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's the one that does it for me. I mean, certainly Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway had much bigger hits, but I don't think anyone was nearly as good as "You Are My Heaven." Stevie Wonder co-wrote it along with Eric Mercury, who produced it. And I thought it was just a terrific record. 1979, Atlantic released it, sadly, right after his death. So, yeah, and there are many stories, and no doubt he did have bouts of depression and other paranoid schizophrenic issues, the extent of which I couldn't begin to tell you. But so many people felt he had been behaving erratically at a recording studio, that this was all of his own hand. And then there are others who say he had a little help getting out that window, and I guess we'll never know. All right, so John just came in to say shut up. So, James, call me tomorrow night. I do this to him every night, and this is terrible, terrible, terrible. And Sam as well. First hour tomorrow, we will talk to Steve Probst, and I'm looking forward to that right here. Thanks to Adam. Thanks to John. Thanks to you. That's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.